This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dreadhouse Podcast. I'm not scared.
Destination Midnight is a part of the Spooky Network.
Well, okay. I have for many years wondered about that house and who lived there. The net curtains faded to grey, never twitched as loud noises happened or occurred outside. The sheer chance of paths crossing and synchronicity of seeing something at some point of the day or night, either going in or coming out of the front door, never happened. None of the neighbours claimed to see them, but were aware that they existed. Every Monday the bins would be left on the side of the road, and then put back after collection, only adding to the mystery. On occasion, I would see a correlation between a cream-coloured old car parked outside and a faint light deep inside the house. The house was Edwardian and had coloured glass displayed around the double oak doors in a half circle. That's how I knew there was a light on. I remember being told to fear the number 13. Not from my parents, they weren't superstitious. Well, maybe, a little about cats, umbrellas and ladders. The number 13 came from the main section of my education, the playground. It was number 13 Queen's Road. I lived at number 43, like most British streets, odd numbers on one side and even on the other. I can't even remember how it started, I just remember there was a house to be scared of. I created my own superstitions to combat it, like running past holding my breath while being sent on errands to the shops by my mum, or my favourite, closing my eyes, which had the danger of me tripping up on the pavement or walking into the tree adjacent to the house. Looking back, it was crazy how I was brave enough to do all of these crazy superstitions, but not be able to walk past the house like a normal person. It was an overcast Saturday, no threat of rain, just dull. My friends Scott, Justin and I were out riding the streets on our BMXs. Not being tearaways, just having fun. We decided we were all thirsty and my house was the closest. So we rode there, parked up, went inside and had some squash. Refreshed, we got back on our bikes and rode down Queen's Road. I could see number 13 approaching and I quietly readied myself. I couldn't quite decide which method I should adopt. The car wasn't there, so that was good. And for the first time I noticed the door open. So I slowed down my approach to take a look. I could see a shadow in the doorway moving. There wasn't anything sinister about it. I was curious, since never seeing any activity before. So I slowed to a stop to take a look, and I saw a man moving around inside the hallway. He was well over 6 foot, thin, not lumbering in any way, blonde, with a beard, long and straggly. He had his back to me. His head turned half over his shoulder, as if he noticed me. He turned round on his heels and gave me a half smile, and then slammed the door shut hard. It made me jump, and I thought he was rude. Looking back, clearly it was me that was rude, stopping outside a man's house and staring in. I got back on my bike and tried to catch Scott and Justin up, who were well on their way to the makeshift BMX track we were heading for. On my way back home, I was riding up Queen's Road, and I saw two police cars parked up, and a police officer was coming out of number 13. I rode up and asked what was going on. The police officer told me politely to be on my way. For some reason, I listened. I arrived home and my mum and my neighbour, Auntie Anne, were sitting down on the sofa, looking quite sad. I said, "What's wrong?" My mum said, "The man from number 13 died today." I froze. "Oh no," I said. "What happened?" "I saw him this afternoon, just before we went to the BMX track." My mum looked confused. "You couldn't have, darling," she said. "The police found him this morning in his car in the car park by Groverlands Park."
For more information, please visit thedreadhouse.com or you can email scared@thedreadhouse.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Don't have nightmares.